Hi and welcome. This is Steve Halpern with Super Anti-Aging. The podcast is designed to give you information and help change your life. And the topic of this podcast is going to be Alzheimer's. Every day we see a new study. Oh, this miraculous drug will do it. And most of them don't really pan out at all. And maybe because they're looking at the wrong things, they keep looking at tau protein. They're not looking at the whole body system. And I think that's the problem with these Alzheimer's drugs. A new study just came out, and it was what's called the causation study, meaning it's not a direct cause and effect proven yet, but a good possibility. And it was microbiome, all those probiotics and the liver that seem to be tied into Alzheimer's risk and markers of the disease. Well, this makes perfect sense because we're learning that there's a strong connection between the probiotics and your brain. They produce all sorts of hormones and chemicals and even involved in detoxification. And the liver, of course, as a major detoxification organ. Alcoholics wind up with alcoholic dementia. So obviously damaging the liver will have a damaging effect on the brain. And so none of these current Alzheimer's drugs really deal with systemic whole body involvement. We know that oxidative stress and inflammation could be an Alzheimer's risk factor. When you bang your hand, the hand swells up, that's inflammation. The apple turning bad, when you leave it out in the air, is oxidation. Your brain needs to be protected from these things, otherwise the cells get damaged. So how do you support a healthy liver? Obviously not doing things that hurt the liver, like excessive sugar, alcohol, recreational drugs, high amounts of recreational drugs. All these things need to be processed by your liver. How might you support it nutritionally? Certainly a lower fat diet. A fatty liver is a big problem now in our population, and we think it's related to fat intake, carbohydrate intake, and high oxidation, not having good antioxidants being produced by your body to protect your liver. So let's protect the liver. And of course, one of my favorites, and I think one of the most researched in the world, liver nutrients, is broccoli seed. Now notice I didn't say broccoli, sprouts, which everyone on the web is talking about. Even though that's called old news, it's the broccoli seed, but especially processed broccoli seed, especially grown processed seed, which is in Vitalica Physician. There's a special formulation originally developed for research, but now available to the public. This is an ingredient that was used in many of the studies on everything from breast cancer, prostate cancer, human clinical trials, autism studies. There are even animal studies on early Alzheimer's decay in the brain. Physician, Strength, Vitalica, this is what's used in our medical office. This is the one we're getting great results with. I even saw a stroke patient, they didn't get to, for a couple hours, recover very, very quickly, and then I did the research, and yes, there's good reason for it. There's good working biological reason why that would happen. So you want the high strength, not the fake stuff on the web that claims sulforaphane and there's no sulforaphane, or the inactive seed products that really don't do anything, or the sprout products that probably are useless. Vitalica Physician, you can find it at talkingherbals.com. Not only is this the real stuff, it's also the best price on the web for Physician Vitalica. So let's get back to what else can you do for your liver? Beets. Beets are wonderful. Wonderfully healthy for the liver. Dandelion. Ginger. I keep talking about ginger. It's absolutely amazing. It's an anti-aging compound, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, included in your food. If you're really dealing with a pain syndrome, you might get and search for a ginger that has gingerols. That's the active standard ingredient in the whole herb, or the whole spice, that makes it really, really work. Other things to do for your Alzheimer's protection program, lots of blueberries. Yes, blueberries are wonderful. Lots of good research. Now, there are studies that, population studies, that in India and areas with high curcumin consumption, there seems to be less Alzheimer's and dementia risk. The problem is, can you get enough of the active ingredient from turmeric into the cells to make a difference? So we don't know if just taking turmeric by itself will reach those levels. Might do other things, but to get a therapeutic level, we're not sure. There might be genes involved in the Indian population that they've evolved that give them better absorption. I tell people, if you're going to do curcumin as a supplement, it needs to be, it needs to have the turmeric oils, the oil part of the spice, the whole plant, and you probably have a better chance. If you go to Talking Herbals, you'll see Life Extension, Optimized Curcumin, and that's a really good product. I recommend that because you're going to get at least some higher absorption than you're going to get just using turmeric or over-the-counter, a lot of junk over-the-counter supplements. So yes, turmeric, use it either supplemental-wise or include it in your food. Great idea for brain health. Making sure your B12 levels are good. Most of the blood tests of B12 are totally inaccurate. I tell people it's an insurance policy, especially if you're a senior, you want to take at least 5,000 microgram of B12. It's pretty well absorbed under the tongue, and that's certainly good. Now, there's a lot of hype websites now that are claiming the miraculous Alzheimer's cure by increasing acetyl choline in the brain, by doing carnitine, things like different forms of carnitine. And I think, yes, there is some research that acetyl carnitine, one of the carnitines is very specific for brain function, might work. Okay. And I think if you're having cognitive issues, you might look at the Life Extension Optimized Carnitine, which has all three different carnitines, one for the heart and one for the brain and a general carnitine. So carnitine is something you can look at. I mean, there are a lot of neurotropics on the market. Most of them don't have very well-done studies. Dr. List likes Bacopa. She thinks there are some brain enhancement actions, so you might include some Bacopa in your program. You might include the optimized carnitine, some B12. Years and years of ginkgo research has not really panned out that well, and I'm not particularly a brain advocate for ginkgo. In other words, I don't use it myself, and I don't really recommend it. So I don't think it's worth it. So that's sort of an overview of how you might support your brain, and be careful of the cholesterol drugs. The study, Alzheimer's study, showed and pointed out to more of this research that low cholesterol is actually a brain dementia possibly Alzheimer's risk. The brain needs cholesterol. And so the whole myth, which I've talked about in different podcasts, of cholesterol being related to cardiovascular, now has another downside of why you don't want to mess with your cholesterol levels that aren't a risk in the first place, but might be a risk for brain damage in the future. So we come to the end of this podcast. I want to thank you for listening. And if you like this podcast, please subscribe so you'll get the latest podcasts. And it motivates me to do more podcasts because I can see subscribers. I don't know downloads if it could be the same person as listening 18 million times. So if you've gotten some value out of this podcast, please share it with your friends. And don't hesitate to send me an email at Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, NutraSteve@Hotmail.com. Or on Podbean, you can pose a question or a comment. So again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you so much for listening.